Now that the Marriott Syracuse downtown is up and running, other development in that part of the city is in the works. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Probably the biggest vacant building near the former Hotel Syracuse used to be part of that property. A 15-story tower across the street was added to the hotel in the early 80s with a bridge connecting the two buildings. It now sits vacant, but plans are in the works to turn it into an extended stay hotel. The Hayner Hoyt Corporation acquired the building after years of legal wrangling with a former owner. Developer Ed Riley, who spearheaded the $76 million historic renovation of the Hotel Syracuse, is part of the project and expects renovations to begin in the next few months.
It's a separate property. It'll have a separate flag on it. We'll share some services, such as this hotel is going to share the swimming pool across the street with that facility. But other than that, they're totally two standalone hotels.
Onondaga County also wants to build on the momentum from the renovated hotel. The Marriott is the official hotel of the Nicholas Pirro Convention Center, which is owned by the county. County Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says officials are looking at the potential of creating a kind of convention corridor between the hotel and the convention center that's about a block away.
We've looked in cities like Louisville, who have roofs over districts and 4th Street Live and whatnot. And so we're gonna look at creative investments to really help the convention center corridor communicate that it's a convention center district.
McMahon says there's also potential for development in the county's parking lot on the other side of the convention center building. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.